Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been Days with Marcus Mabry. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Before we go any further, let me take a quick second to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call. 812-725-9217 or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Which team has the edge in the NBA Finals, Steve Rummage?
Oh, gosh, man. That starts tonight, right?
No, or tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Oh, man. You know, maybe the Mavericks.
Did they lose momentum by having 5 days off?
Well, no, I'm just saying I think the Mavericks maybe because they've had a tougher road. I mean, you know, Boston's kind of Boston still have played some good teams, but, Mavericks might be a little more, I don't know.
Who
it's
are
pretty even, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, who? What do you think most of the nation is rooting for?
I don't know.
Turn it up.
I think the nation wants the Mavericks because – the majority of the nation doesn't like Boston fans.
That could be true. I could see that.
It's kind of like if it was the Cowboys in the Super Bowl, people would want them to lose. I know, Rummage. I'm right, though. But, like, it's kind of like that way.
Well, people, but you got to understand, that's people and then the other half of the country that are Cowboys fans. So it's not a – that's not like it's really all that uneven.
It's not a thing.
Yeah.
Which team has the edge? Luka, yeah, surely the Mavericks, right?
I would think.
I saw a stat in the 2016 playoff run that LeBron and Kyrie had, Luka and Kyrie's run this year has been better in every aspect, assist, rebounds, points, and everything. It's been better than that duo from 2016.
Of course, they didn't play any of the same teams that they played.
Oh, yeah. So. You mean like them as a tandem? Their numbers are better? Yeah. Problem with that is LeBron wasn't like as ball dominant as Luka back then. Would you agree with that?
That's probably true.
Like they were more of a they took advantage of more of the team stuff.
Well, you had a little. You had Kevin Love. You had some other shooters and stuff too. But I mean. Yeah, to me, it's hard to use those because I'm like, well, yeah, okay, well, who did they play? I mean, maybe the Mavericks. played a tougher group, and theirs is even more impressive, you know? Or
yeah, the addiction to the comparison like that is like, God, you know, like that never ends. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like I guess for your imagination. Celtics, but here's what happens. What was it? When the world goes one way, go the other?
Yeah, no, there's that.
Who has home court advantage?
Probably Boston, right? Because Boston
won like 68
games. Boston was
the
one seed, right?
Didn't they win like 68 games or
something? Yeah, I think Boston was like the one seed in the East, so I can't imagine they don't have the home court advantage. They haven't changed the All-Star game or anything like that, have they?
Right, where the All-Star gets the home court advantage or something.
Yeah. Oh, it says Mavs at Celtics. Yeah, okay. So.
Yeah. I mean, my little point guard for Boston, what's his name? Dreads. Real nasty. Who's the point guard for Boston?
Oh, Drew Holiday.
Oh, okay.
To me, he might be an X factor.
Yeah. I mean, Boston's got a fun team, man.
If he can keep Kyrie busy or keep those guys kind of busy, Boston could go, but Horford might be out there getting torched.
Yeah.
Kristaps is back, though, from injury.
I was wondering about that, too.
So I think that's going to be a big matchup because I don't think they have a 4 or a 5 to cover him on Dallas. And he was a former Maverick player.
But he's coming off of injury.
That's a sentence we say a lot, though, with Kristaps.
He's coming off injury. I wouldn't trust him. And it, like I said, there's not really a good narrative either.
No.
Yeah, it's like, it's Luka, Kyrie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's just nothing overly sexy, you know? I mean, it's just a two good teams.
It's just going to be like one of the worst. Like, if the first game's a blowout, either way, this will be one of the worst.
I mean, probably. I don't know that there's anything that's.
And it's like, get ready now, because as soon as the NBA Finals, they're going to start comparing the NBA Finals viewership to the, you know, the NBA game is now, nobody likes it because whatever. I mean, I complain about it too. The foul calling.
Well, you're about to see how much pull does Luka have? I mean, maybe that's what we're going to learn.
Like, is he going to get international?
I mean, yeah. Like,
ratings?
I mean, do you? Because I mean, Boston's a really good team. Mm-hmm. There's nothing about them that is other. I mean, they're the Celtics.
What's up with Tatum?
He's the weird one that I'm like. He's awesome. I mean, he's the top 10 player in the league.
He should be,
and he just doesn't really draw eyes, though. Like, you're not like, oh my god, I gotta go watch Jason Tatum, you know? It's like but he's awesome.
That's kind of disappointing.
Like, he's awesome. Yeah, I don't know if it, which is sad, because maybe it's just like you need controversy maybe to be
or you just controversy is so,
because I don't think Tatum's ever had anything that's ever been out of line. I mean, he seems like a great guy. Yeah,
and
you know,
he's actually like textbook. I think he said he's never spent a dollar he's made from the NBA.
I believe it.
He's never spent.
He's like Gronk.
Like, that's crazy, man.
Yeah. But I guess when you're one and done from Duke, you can.
Yeah.
You have a good game plan.
Yeah. And that team kind of, you know, they didn't do everything they wanted to do, you know, and then he goes to the league and he's, you know, it's like, okay, no, he's legit.
He's awesome. He's,
yeah. Even though I root for Tatum just because when he was coming out of high school, like, he was ranked there for a while. He was ranked like 5th or 6th.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was watching him, and he was the one that I was like, he's the best player in the country. It's not close. Like, this dude is awesome.
So you called
him. Yeah. So like, so he's one of mine that I'm like, no, I was on him. I was on him. I mean, of course, we're talking about like the number 5
player versus,
in the country.
Yeah. Versus.
Yeah. But I was like, no, he's so much better than the guys at him. Like,
I knew he was going to be a stud.
Yeah. 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 It's like, hey, man, like, this is the guy.
Okay. What do we know about this Moorhead coach? He's making his debut as well.
I don't care. You got it. Yeah. Beat him. Yes. I want to show up on the fourth.
You like a yum.
Yeah, I want to show up on the fourth and I want to watch my team blister Moorhead's rear end. And it's going to be fun.
In state, give it a little extra juice to it.
Yeah. Yeah. A team that you're like, okay, it's a Moorhead. It's a, you know, somebody.
With a basketball, with a bit of a basketball history.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, to me, I'm being facetious with saying I don't care, but I'm just like, I mean, as it gets closer, I'll be like, okay, what's up with this Moorhead thing? Mm-hmm. But like, it's more of, yeah, I don't care, dude. Yeah, I'm not.
How many games do you think we need before Bahamas?
I'd like to play two or three. Yeah, I'd like to play two or three. Of course, you're going to get exhibitions too. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who we play yet.
You like secret scrimmages?
I do. Mm-hmm. Well, there was a thing going around a couple weeks ago, and I think Trilly Donovan was the one that said it.
I think Indiana
and Louisville could possibly play a quote-unquote secret scrimmage would be televised, like for donation.
Yeah, either televised or streamed.
Yeah, or streamed or mm-hmm. something. Now, I don't know if that's going to be a thing or anything, but I mean, I would be down for that. Like, I mean, if I can watch my team. I mean, I remember, actually, I met Marcus on us because we were collectively going to Saints to get a bootleg stream to watch our team play in Puerto Rico. You remember that?
Yeah,
that's the first time I think we really met, you know, was like, okay, I want to see my team, you know, like, what do we got here? And it was like,
we were sat right up on
it. Yeah, and it was like this crappy stream, and it was, you know, and Saints did a great job, but I mean, it was just like, yeah, man. We're like, yeah, just, you know, lag, and then you're like, I think Damian Lee's, what's he doing? Okay, he's got the ball. It would pass, and it would be like,
What about LeBron using streams? Did they ever shut that down? Is streaming shut down yet?
I don't think so, man. I think you can do about anything you want now.
So they pretty much stopped trying to shut down streams.
Yeah, I think so.
I definitely just watched the UFC fight on there. So
has anybody ever actually went to jail for their streams?
No. I mean, they literally, like, you can go to Shepherdsville right now to the flea market, and they promote it on Facebook, like a company, and you can buy a box that will give you every channel, every pay-per-view stream, like, every, and I'm like, if they're not getting, then it's, that's when people are like, are you scared it's illegal? I'm like, no, because they're not going to come after me.
Right.
They'll come after them.
That's what everybody says, too. It's like, I don't know where I fit on the totem pole.
I'm buying a box.
I'm buying the product that became available.
Yeah. I mean, what is Kentucky high school going to put in a shot clock? I don't know. All of high school needs to go to a shot clock. That's one of the stupidest things.
Is there still some school that just sits with a guy up top and runs the three-man weave? And
yeah.
The guy holds the ball under his arm.
Yeah. Oh, we did it against Scott County. So,
Steve, yeah. You played for a team that held the ball.
Scott County was like top 10 in the country, dude.
Steve.
We almost beat them.
That is no justification for running the
team. I mean, yeah, okay. Or we could have just rolled it out there and played them and just lost by 40. Instead, we lost 43-40. The game was 43-40.
So what was the game plan? Like, just don't shoot or just...
No, it was if Jared Carter was on you, and it was usually me or my buddy Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And if Jared Carter's on you, hold the ball at the top of the key, because he can't guard you, nor will he try.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll just stand there.
So and you were trying to get him.
Tate's Creek did it to him earlier in the year.
Okay,
and our coach found that tape, and well, somebody sent it to him. It was like, hey. Tate Creek almost got them, and they were not even
okay
remotely on the same page talent wise.
So you bring them out to half court.
Yeah,
and bring them out to half court, and then go play.
And if he don't, if he don't get in, like he's gonna guard you, just hold it. Now you gotta watch because see, and of course they, I mean, Coach Hicks, Billy Hicks is like an all Hall of Famer. So I mean, they started to. Okay, we're going to trap. We're going to
start
okay,
trapping the half court.
We're going to see if you can throw a pass, you know. Mm-hmm. Then it was like, okay, because now somebody's open. And it's so easy for everybody to be like, well, they can't come and trap you because somebody's open. Well, he's 7'2".
Yeah, yeah. Deflecting.
And Rodney Haddix is 6'4".
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they can. And they're going to say, can you get out of it? You know, and we did a few times.
Yep.
And sometimes they kind of got us, you know, and it was like, but yeah, that was the plan. And then we would just set up. We would set up almost in the corners. I would set up in the short corner. If I wasn't the guy with Carter on me, I'd set up in the short corner.
Dunker.
Just boom, people get around. A little short corner shot. I mean, dude, I'm fed off that.
That's the dunker spot
yeah.
now.
Yeah, well, we didn't have too many of those. So they had a freshman named Bud Mackey. I think he ended up going to prison. But, I mean, he was like the number two freshman in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to Indiana. I mean, like, they were loaded. Their point guard went to Marshall. Like, it was like, no, we have no shot in this game. Like, we have to.
Bring them out, and whoever can penetrate and get to the basket.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, the media box. Yeah, that's it. Back in the day, I used to use the old DirecTV cards. The only person that ever got doing that was O.J. Simpson. They ever got in trouble for doing that.
That's true. I would have lost my cool against y'all.
Yeah, it was.
Come on.
No, it was annoying, but it was like we had no shot. So, but here's the thing. Everybody in the gym is rooting for us
because
Bullet East people were there. Shelby County. Bullet East and Shelby County were going to play after us.
Just wanted to see them go down.
And everybody wanted Scott County. So Bullet East did it to them the next night and beat them.
They did the same thing?
Yeah, but Bullet East was better than us. So It was like a better version of us doing it, and they beat them. There was just nothing you could do.
So what's the time on the shot clock you need?
35, maybe. Like, I mean, it can be a higher shot clock for high school basketball, but there's no reason there shouldn't be at least a 35-second shot clock. Maybe 40. Probably 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to have a competent shot clock operator.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of my thing.
Is that the biggest?
Yeah, that would be the biggest thing. A lot of it's volunteers. So now you got to get somebody that can run that thing because now you're going to have people, you know, causing shot clock issues. I know, right? Straight from the yard.
It's a big boy right
there.
Get somebody shot clock competent and it's going to have to get yelled at.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's another thing for that referees. You may have to pay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's going to probably, you're probably going to have an official.
At the table?
Yeah. Running the shot clock, in my opinion, and you will. So there's a lot more goes into it, I understand, than just do it.
And implementing.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just like, yeah, do it, you know. Yeah.
And did you see Florida? Florida is allowing NIL now.
I did, for high school?
For high school. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah, Bud Mackey. Yeah, he was a fantastic player, man. Text line. Mm. But
high school NIL.
Yeah, I mean, you got IMG, you've got Montverd, you've got all these schools in Florida. Like, it's like, yeah. I mean, you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. When they started paying players, you're going to eventually have to pay high school players, and you're going to have to eventually play middle school players. And you're going to have to eventually, like, this is how it's going to go. I mean, it's not going to stop. Like, amateurism is dead. It's not dead, but it's dying. It's going to die. I mean, there's no such thing.
Okay, it's like, what is the definition of amateurism now?
I don't know that there is. You're one of the ones not getting paid? You're not a pro. Maybe technically, if you want to say, okay, you're not a pro, you got to change the verbiage. Yeah, it's like, okay, he's not a pro.
Huh. Because, yeah, I'm like saying, okay, amateur, is it like semi-pro?
Yeah.
Do you call college and high school semi-pro if you get any money?
I mean, it's the same basis. It's the same basis, really.
Yeah, you're not quite
the only pro. Difference is,
I guess, if you go to school also.
Well, you have a time clock. You have a time clock in college. That's probably
of
the
eligibility?
Only, yeah, whereas like the G League, there's people playing the G League for 10, 15 years.
Do you want college to go to quarters?
Yes, only because I just feel like uniformity is good across college basketball, or across basketball. College is the only form of basketball that's played.
Men's college.
Men's, that is not. Yeah, because women go to quarters. And I think there's some good stuff you can do there with the fouls. Like the women do, you know, like the fouls reshuffle after the quarters.
Keep you out of
bonus. So that way, because how many times do you get in the bonus with 13 minutes left, and you're like, my God, I'm in Rupp Arena, and every time we
that's why they're not
breathe
gonna
on them.
You know that's why they're not going to
Yeah, like, they're going to shoot free throws for the rest of the half.
We like controlling the games.
Yeah, and I feel like quarters would stop that, because it would reset every time. So you're usually not going to get into the bonus until
last
half at least of a quarter.
God, that would drive me insane.
But it would bring defense back to the game, because I think people would be more apt to, you know, your pressure defenses, you know, because it's like, okay, we're not going to get – I mean, you still can't foul out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're still going to foul out. Because I don't think college should be changed from 5 to 6. I mean, I think 5's good.
Good people. Let me take a second to add in something. Listen, we talk about it. Sometimes the weather beautiful. Sometimes the weather turns into, sometimes the weather turns into crap really fast.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday.
What time did it dump down yesterday?
Oh my God. It was like 2:30, something like that.
I was probably napping then. Was it that bad?
Oh yeah. I mean,
just,
it was.
So it just skies opened
up.
A
monsoon, dude.
Here,
everywhere. I was in Bullitt County. It was doing it, and they said it was doing it here.
So it's just pass through,
rain through the ceiling back there in the back.
Really? Is that what the fans?
That's what Bosch said. Yeah, Bosch was like, there's a slip and slide back here.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that. Look, I was taking my nice little nap. So people, let me pass this along right now. If you have dealt with any kind of damage, or you want to make sure you want to do preemptive care for your home, because here's the thing, your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Seriously, people. If you need to get your roof checked out, don't wait. This number will be available to you. And you text it in. Tell them Marcus sent you. It might help out. But seriously, get your roof checked out. This weather put some damage on your property. You don't want that happening. I tell you what, we'll reset, take the last commercial break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybe at 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Just want to give a quick shout out to one of our day ones. Big thank you to Derek A. Stewart, one of our day one realtors and sponsors of the show and all that good stuff. People, for all your home buying and selling needs. You keep this name in mind, Derek A. Stewart. You give him a call. Any questions, any advice, anything, like I said, you is one phone call away, Derek A. Stewart. 502-314-9868. I'll repeat it one more time for people who are interested in any buying or selling needs or questions. Derek A. Stewart, area code 502-314-9868. Before we get into these, you got any shout-outs, Steve?
I do. Want to give a quick shout-out to my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health, man. Listen, you guys have heard me say it over and over. I was just out, not feeling like myself, man. A lot of just tired, not feeling well all the time. Mm-hmm. Listen, you know what's funny?
That sucks.
Dude. I would be running or like going for a jog and just like in the middle of it be like, I think I'm done. Like, you know, or it's just like, and I'm like, why am I doing this, man? Like, I know it's not like, for me, it's not like a mental block. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why is my body just like,
you know, it's funny, that brain fog is something else too.
It is,
yeah. Like,
man,
when you're not feeling yourself, and you're not.
Yeah. So, I said, I'd heard Mark Blankenbaker talking about Tri-State Men's Health. Said, I'll go check it out. It's probably not an issue I have, you know. So immediately, I think sometimes when we think about those, you only think about erectile dysfunction or something like that, mm-hmm. which they can help with too,
right?
And I'll let you know about that a couple times a week as well, but. I went in there quick. They were like, you'll be in and out in 30 minutes. I'm like, yeah, sure. You're probably going to wait for 30, 40 minutes. And then, you know, so I went in there. I told them my name. They, okay, let's take you back. Got in the back there, sat down. Lady come in, took my blood. She said, we're going to run this through your T and PSA test.
Was it easy to find your vein?
She was the best. She is, I'm telling you, if you don't even need it, go get your blood taken by her and tell me there's a better one. Seriously. Like, all jokes aside, she put the needle in and I was like, it's not even a, oh man, are you even doing it yet? Like, I turned around and was like, did you having trouble finding a vein? She's like, no, I'm done. I was like, what?
Okay.
Yeah. That's I was like, no, thing. Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, like, as I turned around, she was taking it out. You know, and I was like, okay. So, but I went in there, man. They did that. The doctor came in. He talked to me. He said, explain to me what's going on with you, you know, so we can personalize something.
She didn't have to do the, you know, you ever seen those needle doctors that do the babies and they distract them with the,
I usually just look away. I'm like, do your thing.
I'll feel a pinch at some point.
Yeah. But she come back in with the papers about 15 minutes later. He said, okay, this is your problem. We know what's going on. It's like your testosterone numbers are really low. That's why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Boom. This is what it's doing to your body. Bang, bang. You know, do this. We're going to get you started on testosterone today. Mm-hmm. Literally. So, you know, so they waived that fee for that visit that day. Mm-hmm. And she come in, gave my testosterone. They said, well, you know, I had chose to be on some semaglutide as well. They're like, that'd be on the way. Dude, that was 30 minutes in and out. So give them a call. Go check them out. Okay. TriStateMen'sHealth.com. So all you got to do is jump on there. If you're like, okay, what does that mean? Like, what is it? They've got a quick low testosterone test. You can take it. It's 10 questions. Take about 2 minutes. Just yes or no. And if you fit the bill for any of them, go check them out, man. Tell them you heard about us right here. 93.9 The Ville, Steve Rummage. So shout out to them.
Okay. So we didn't really dig into it. Dan McDonald.
Yes.
Of course, after a season like this, Dan McDonald's name getting bounced around, you know, possible candidate at an SEC school.
Yeah.
Which is what you expect every offseason. You waiting for an SEC school mm-hmm. to pounce on him. It's been long going. What do you think about that?
Well, it sounds to me, just from outside kind of looking in a little bit, that the conversation is Louisville doesn't have NIL money for baseball the way it needs to have NIL money for baseball. Okay.
To compete. With the SEC
yeah.
schools.
Now, in that case, it sounds like Dan McDonald is very much in favor of using NIL mm-hmm. and paying players mm-hmm. and getting players here. There's just not the money to do it. Whereas I okay, let me just say this. I don't want to put words in, damn, and I'm not overly knowledgeable about this.
I was going to say, yeah, we're having this conversation. You can feel free to jump in. 8150-939 is the number. 3831-939 is the text line.
As a fan, it's so easy for me to say, well, I don't care as long as the money's there for football and basketball. Like, I'm just being harsh and honest as a fan. Like, you know, it's like, eh, whatever. But it's, you know, it is frustrating, I imagine, when you see football and basketball have so much money to go and do what Pat Kelsey's doing, to go and do what Jeff Brom's doing, and then you're like, I'm losing guys left and right. Or I can't go get a guy because that guy is asking for this. And it's, I know as soon as he takes an SEC visit, it's a wrap.
I felt so bad for Dan McDonald because he never got the credit. You know, like, yeah, like I feel like he's been very, but that's, I said it to him in person. You're good, and it's the volleyball curse. It's the women, yeah, it's the Jeff Walls curse. You're just so good that we just skip to the postseason. You know, and just we make an assumption that you'll be there, and you know, it's just like I've always felt so bad for him. But I'll tell you, Steve, when I sat with him at Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 yes, Industrial Parkway, when I sat with Coach Dan McDonald, I was like, you got it rough.
I know. You,
like when he was talking about what 25 people splitting 11 scholarships or something.
Yeah.
22 or 23 on your rot. Splitting the cost of 11 scholarships, Steve.
I know, man.
I mean, start right there. You're frustrated.
Well, baseball and other sports have always been in a tougher spot where they can only give so much money.
And you got to, and you have to divide it. Like, imagine dealing with the ego, Steve, of having to divide the money.
I know. But, and then I got to say the uncomfortable thing for me is, but I'm not taking it from basketball and football.
Yeah. Like, but, and in baseball, you can't go to the league out of high school.
Yeah, I mean, like, what if I said, well, Louisville's got extra, like, let me ask you as a fan. Louisville's got extra, that's been kind of the rumor.
That part is coming, like them trying to say, they're trying to streamline it to where you're giving money straight from the schools to the programs.
Yeah, now that would be different, but I'm saying, like, right now, the word is the reason Louisville's in the Coleman Hawkins thing is because they have extra money.
Straight up NIL.
I mean, Trilly Donovan said it like this today. He said, I've got Louisville, SMU, and K-State in it right now. He said, I don't think anybody else has the money. Like, that's the thing. Now, here's the issue, though. What if I tell you as a fan? Okay, you can go after Coleman Hawkins, or you give that money to baseball. And I imagine Dan McDonald could put together a heck of a team with, we'll say, $2 million. You know, because I heard that number. I don't know if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But, you know, how many fans are going to say, yeah, you're going to go after Coleman Hawkins?
The problem with that is, what if Coleman Hawkins, then you miss on it?
Absolutely. Look, do you say then? Maybe fans are more like then, like, okay, well, if we miss on him, then go ahead and give it to him. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
is Dan McDonald going to have to collective was he trying to get in?
Or Ethan. Well, and like this texter says, stop with the excuses. Evansville's in Omaha. That's fair. Right?
I mean,
you think Evansville has a lot of money?
Are we making, like,
I'm assuming they're just talking about baseball in general.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think they're talking to us.
Yeah, I'm like,
I mean, I'm not.
He's still awesome, you know. I'm talking about the difficulties presented in keeping him here.
Yeah.
No, he's still a winner. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, you don't want to send him out empty handed.
Right.
But yeah, like just to set up a baseball, I was like, golly, I feel bad for him. Setting up. So do you think he's coaching here next year?
I don't. Mm-hmm. I don't. Yeah, I don't. Not with any inside knowledge of that, but I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, just the difficulty is probably taking its toll. I almost think difficulties, the inequities.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't think so. I think that this year
if
the right job comes, I think he might go. You know what I mean?
It's kinda wild watching baseball players pop up on your outgoing transfers in baseball. It's like, yeah, unless he gets Will Smith and those guys to just
money whip somebody, you know, and say, hey, man. But, yeah, and again, I mean, I think he wants to be. I don't think he wants to
be here. Yeah,
but, I mean, I think if you just – there's a certain amount that it's like, okay, that just – we've got to take that amount. I mean, you know, if I can go to South Carolina or somewhere else and win big,
he's also
got a career to think about.
Is he taking sneak meetings?
Maybe. But now, to that texter's point, I will say this. I don't know that it's all NIL either. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
right.
I mean, you also got to look at yourself too, you know, and say, maybe I need to make some changes. Maybe I need to do some staff stuff. Maybe I need to do, you know. And I love Dan McDonald. I hope he's here forever. But
yeah, also, you know, talking about in-state talent versus out-of-state talent, and mm-hmm. you know, sometimes you can have a hot couple of years where you get some, you know. Because, yeah, like I said, your in-state scholarships versus your out-state scholarships go into that.
Yep.
Yeah, too. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. Like if he's really – if it's really that you know, that
– I think, honestly, this is just me totally uninformed, but on that subject, mm-hmm. I think it's a mix of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a mix of, man, you had the facility that they wanted that mm-hmm. they didn't get. You have now the NIL issues. You have a couple bad seasons back-to-back. Who's taking the blame?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know I can understand Dan McDonald having all this stuff going on, and you know what I'm saying, and saying, well, hang on now. Louisville baseball is me.
Right.
You know, and Louisville saying, well, yeah, but you got to understand, we got to pay this, and him saying, I get the back and forth there.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like, oh, okay. I mean, like, do you want me to? And then you do go other places and you do see where there is a lot fed in. I just don't know if there's the booster, whatever it is, you know. Mm-hmm. I basically, put it this way. I can listen to Josh Hurd. I could listen to Dan McDonald. And I could look at both of them and honestly say, I see your point.
Yep.
That's why I say I don't think he'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, because mm-hmm. I'm like, when you get to the part where it's like, y'all are not going to be able to settle on this, because I see your point, but I really see your point too.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see a middle ground here, you know, like where it's, so it's like,
yeah, there's no, it's not trending in any direction.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah, stagnant. Once you go stagnant, you might start saying apathy. And then once you start saying apathy, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean, what if, like, a lot of people on the text line are talking about coaching changes and stuff. I mean, what if Josh Hurd's like, well, maybe make some changes first, and then we'll see what we can do, you know. And, okay, you're not going to do that. Okay, well, I'm not going to take money from Brahm and them. You know, they've raised that money outside, different things. I'm not going to do that.
Like, I'll help with your fundraising efforts, but I won't take money from that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I mean, and here's the thing. That's not Louisville centric either.
Oh,
That's most, like I said, if you're a state school, you probably have a little bit of, you just have an inherent advantage.
Well, most colleges, the reason they're called non-revenue sports
mm-hmm.
is because most colleges lose money on sports that aren't football and basketball.
You don't call them Olympic sports, see?
No, I mean, yeah. I mean, yes, I do. I mean, you know.
Just a nice way of saying non-revenue sports.
Yeah.
is that the politically correct way of saying it? So, Steve, really quick, last couple things. This is the anniversary of the Jordan switch hand game.
Okay.
How many times did you look like a fool sitting around?
Oh, yeah. I did it all the time. Just. Yeah, it's like,
listen, I was thinking about that. Remember how you talked about Elijah doing the little Fortnite dances everywhere?
Oh, yeah.
Like all day long. And the one leg hop. You know how that irritates the bejesus out of adults, mm-hmm. watching like kids look like they can't keep still.
Yep.
And imagine if you're a parent basketball, or a parent, and you see a kid jumping and switching the ball in the air, and you like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, that's not going to work.
You think that one day you'll be able to jump. And when your kids see, you don't realize you're not in the air.
I'm like, I can do that.
You're not in the air, Steve.
Yeah, no, I thought I could do that move.
Like when you're in your room, you know, playing on your Nerf hoop, you realize that you're getting zero air time.
Yeah.
Right? But in your brain is convincing you that you're in the air flying.
Yes.
And switching the ball to the other hand on the way down.
Yep.
And it's like, yeah, that's never going to, your hands are never going to be big enough. You're never going to be able to jump.
Yep.
But yeah, when that happened, that was the best thing ever.
No, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, it was a move. It's an iconic move.
What other move would you compare that to?
Oh, man.
Yours is probably the East Bay dunk.
Maybe. I mean.
But that's not a really move.
No, but like, yeah, I mean, gosh, that one, and I'm trying to think because I keep going to like plays because I'm like Pippen's dunk and Starks' dunk, you know.
Pippen. Starks is dunk. Has it gotten worse with time or better?
I think worse with time.
Yeah,
I think worse with time.
Because when you see it again and again and again, you're kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, you got him.
Yeah.
You got him. But did you see the thing when they removed him from the card? They removed Jordan from the card?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that was a thing?
I did.
I did not know that was a
thing. Yep, they're like, no.
That's cheating.
Yep, they're like, no.
What? How mad would you be if you're John Starks?
Very.
I want no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't.
That would be like taking Mutombo out of the Jordan picture. Like when Jordan dunked on Mutombo.
Right.
It'd be like just even though he dunked like right on him, that was brutal. But
yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
What are we looking at over here?
No, Steve. If I'm John Starks, I'm ready to sue them.
Yeah.
You rewrote history by removing Michael Jordan from my baseball card or from my dunk.
Yeah.
Card.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't even feel like playing that game. You know, I mean, because you know what I was naturally going to say next, right?
Yes.
Can you imagine the world we live in?
I know.
If you removed.
Yep. That's a good one. Dr. J's reverse layup. Like everybody tried to do the up and under with one hand, you know, like flip it up. It was like, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, and see, again, you don't realize. Like, yeah, you're just doing a reverse layup. You're halfway across the court.
Yeah.
You're already on the other side of the basket, jumping out of bounds, and you just hit the bottom of the basket.
It's like, I almost had it.
Just looking silly.
Almost had it.
But you removed somebody from my picture. And it's like, you devalued my card.
Yeah.
This is what made the card, you know, that made the picture great. Jordan was in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I just found that out probably within the last week.
Yeah, I had saw something where somebody had been talking about that before, but yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
I was like.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Wish I'd have known that. George Gervin.
That's a good one.
How stupid did people look trying to finger roll like
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Gervin had the biggest hands.
He rolled it off his hand.
Right.
All we did was hold it on our fingertips and flip our fingers like that.
Just throwing it up in the air. It's like, yeah, no, your hands are not going to be big enough to. I remember there was about a 1 month period, Steve, when I was in Germany, that I decided that I was going to perfect the skyhook.
yeah we did the skyhook.
Marcus Maben, listen, I mean, and here's the thing, it was when I said, listen, that is the most mm-hmm. unstoppable shot there's ever gonna be.
Yeah.
And I was a kid.
Oh yeah.
And I remember thinking, just how am I going to be unstoppable out there with the big, you know, with the big guys?
Yeah, yeah. It's a shot that translates. It's why I say all the time, I'm like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I think is one of the players that would transcend any generation. Because I'm like, that shot would work. It would look weird today, but it would work today still.
How would you stop
that? Yeah. I mean, think of anybody in the league right now. Like, you don't think you can get that shot off against anybody in the league?
Wemby.
Maybe Wemby. That's a good one. Maybe he should start doing it.
Why? Listen, this summer, Wemby, get your hook shot on.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It'd be unstoppable, dude. I mean, it would be unstoppable. Yeah. Tanner, you play us out whenever, man. It's getting around that time. Yeah. We can jump on out of here. I know you gotta get over there.
I'm over coughing.
Yeah. Marcus is dying over here.
I'm choking.
Tanner's gotta do another show. It's just a lot going on. It's like let's get out of here.
As always, 8150-939 is always the number. 3831-939 is always the text line. YouTube channel is normally made for the Bill. Midday Smoker, baby, 99 of the Bill.